Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, education. Lesson 2, the family. Tuesday, communication. Communication between people. When I was in Spain for the first time, I was 19. And then I met someone and I started talking, then I discovered, I'm in Spain. This person is not able to understand me in German. English. But this person wasn't able to understand English either. And then, these were the only two languages I was able to speak. We could not communicate. But we wanted to talk to each other. She was a young lady, I was a young guy. And we wanted to talk, and it wasn't possible. No communication possible. We could only look at each other and smile, which is a little bit difficult if you go on for that for a longer time. And then I discovered language. Foreign languages, they're important. Otherwise you can't communicate. Oh, I should have learned more languages. This idea was too late for this moment. Communication is so important. When you read in the New Testament, in the scroll of Paul to the Hebrews, we read in the first chapter, in the first verse, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. God spoke. He is interested in communication with us. He wants to communicate. And through the prophets, he communicated. Anyone listening? And then he goes on, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Next communication. The Father wants to communicate. First through the prophets, then through the Son, and now through the Spirit. Are you listening? Are you obeying? Communication is so important, and that it doesn't work happens very often. When there's a big firm and there are many, many people, it becomes difficult so that all are informed at the same time and are on the same level of information. I once lived in a flat higher up, and I could look down to the neighbor's ground, and there was a brick builder. And in the morning, Monday morning, he gathered together all his workers, all those bricklayers and so on, and they stood in a semicircle around him, and then he asked, so, how far are you with your work? When will you be finished? On which day, and you, and you, and you. And he went around, and then he gave command. This, you do this, you do this. You go over there, you do this work. So now they were all on the same level of communication. It was in the open air, and he talked with a loud voice, and I could hear everything. I could have done the job if I had been a bricklayer. He communicated with his co-workers. It was important. And he did this every Monday morning. And then he told them, and I want to be informed in the evening, what you have done, how far you have got, how long you will take to finish, and so on. He wanted to be informed, and he informed them. And they had to follow. They couldn't say, well, but I think I, you can think what you want. I tell you this. Are you in the morning together with your Lord, listening to his commands and obeying? How can you go into the day without being together with him? That's the most important time of the day.